Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2379 and it was recorded on Thursday the 11th of June 2026. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and as usual I am joined by the delightful Paul Henderson. Today we have our regular mix of items, news from the area, some letters to the evening news, and two features which will be read by Robin Quine.
Hello everyone, it's the delightful Paul here. We have two new listeners to introduce this week. Greetings and a warm welcome to Mr. Alan Walker and Mr. Paul Lake, both from Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening.
Our first set of news items start with a man who was inspired by a TV show and has now been volunteering for 50 years. An 88-year-old volunteer has spent a remarkable five decades lending a crucial listening ear to people struggling to cope. Morris is a listening volunteer at the Norwich branch of the Samaritans, having been inspired to help after watching a TV show 50 years ago. He started volunteering with the charity at the age of 38 in 1976 after watching the television programme The Befrienders. During his early years of volunteering, the Norwich branch, now based in St. Stephen's Square, operated with just one red telephone. Calls often came from public phone boxes and face-to-face visits were common, while these days people often call on mobile phones or contact them by email. Known simply as Morris, he has supported callers through major events, such as the death of Princess Diana, the Brexit referendum, and the global COVID pandemic. In the early 1990s, he helped break new ground by enabling volunteers at Norwich Samaritans, which was founded in 1964, to support prisoners at HMP Norwich. That work included training prisoners to become listener volunteers, an initiative which he is particularly proud of. Samaritans can be reached 24/7 on 116 123. For completely confidential support.
Bosses at the Norwich University of Arts have had approved plans to make their flagship building fire safe. Planners for Norwich City Council, who decided over the proposals, said the level of detail to the plans would not be damaging to the Grade 2 listed building on Bank Plain. They also explained they did not believe the plans would have any impact on neighbours by way of overlooking, overshadowing or outlook. University leaders submitted the designs in March this year as part of a major overhaul of the building, which was occupied by the charity Open before the organisation collapsed in 2020. They proposed a refurbishment across the property, which included fire door replacements, external CCTV location changes, catering kitchen reconfiguration, new fire compartment partitions, and lift replacements. The university revealed further plans for the building to turn it into a versatile public space that could be used for live music and art exhibitions.
A water company has revealed the reasons why it had to close a road in the city several times since the start of the year. Anglian Water has returned to Carrow Road on three occasions to fix water leaks, not all of which are connected. In January, a burst water main led to flooding along the road for weeks. Those living on the road claimed the supplier had put a cordon around the problem, but had delayed in fixing it. However, Anglian Water argued the cold snap that month had caused more leaks than usual in Norfolk and teams were working to get to all of them quickly. The water company then had to return to repair the road surface on Carrow Road a month later, a result of the earlier burst. Then, last week, a leaky lead service pipe needed to be replaced, which required the road to be closed again. The company said it will carry out repair work as quickly and safely as possible and outside of peak hours where feasible to minimise disruptions.
A bid to install new equipment on a building at the University of East Anglia to improve mobile phone signal has been given the green light. A 5G mobile base station is to be put on the roof of UEA's library, as plans have been approved by Norwich City Council. Cellnex UK, a radio site infrastructure provider, who will operate the station, submitted the scheme to the council in February. It says the new station, which will replace the current equipment on the roof, will provide better signal to the area. The design of the proposed equipment is considered to be the least visually intrusive option available given the level of equipment required for 5G.
Scientists in Norfolk and Suffolk are being urged to help solve a problem that could change millions of lives. Researchers can now apply for the new £10 million Natasha's Prize, a research competition focused on food allergy prevention. Launched in memory of Natasha Edenan-Laperouse, the 15-year-old who died from an allergic reaction in 2016, the prize is the UK's largest ever fund for food allergy research. The funding will support research over 5 years that aims to prevent food allergies before they develop. One in 13 children in the UK now has a food allergy, it is believed.
The new Reform Administration at County Hall has ordered its officials to halt all work on the government's flagship project to abolish Norfolk's councils and replace them with three new ones. It has told staff to down tools and stop all involvement in the process, in a move which raises huge questions about whether local government reorganisation will ultimately go ahead. Reform, which took control of Norfolk County Council following last month's election, has made clear that stopping local government reorganisation is one of its top priorities. It claims the process represents a waste of money with no benefit to the people of Norfolk, and is already threatening a High Court legal challenge to halt it, claiming it is unlawful. The government's proposals would see Norfolk's eight councils, Norfolk, Norwich, South Norfolk, Breckland, Broadland, West Norfolk, North Norfolk and Great Yarmouth, replaced by three unitary authorities covering Greater Norwich City Council, East Norfolk Council and West Norfolk Council. The current councils had been encouraged to work together to prepare the way for the creation of the new authorities in 2028 and the setting up of a new shadow authorities, which are due to elect councillors in May next year.